Do you know a group of people known as the Table of Knowledge?
Yes, I do.
So it's based on the so-called Sex for Development scandal that occurred in Wollongong City Council and which culminated in the sacking of Wollongong Council in 2008 after an extensive ICAC inquiry. So we've used that ICAC inquiry as the basis for our script. So it's a verbatim show where we use real words really spoken by people. And it's a crazy story about sex development and con men. And basically it was a local council planning section got corrupted and Beth Morgan was granting approval to people that she was having affairs with. And the whole thing blew open and sort of revealed quite entrenched corruption in Wollongong City Council.
It's called the Table of Knowledge, and the table is obviously a physical prop as well. What does that symbolise?
There was a group of these planners and developers and other council members who used to meet for a morning coffee at 6 a.m. in Wollongong outside a kebab shop every morning, and that they dubbed it the Table of Knowledge, and that's where we took our title from and also the prop in the show.
You were both involved in the production and the writing as well?
Yep, so we're part of an ensemble company based in Sydney called Version 1.0, and we were commissioned by Merrigong Theatre Company in Wollongong to make the work, so it was a co-production. And yeah, we're both involved with the production from the research stage into further research and further research and then into rehearsal for the production.
How does this sort of thing happen in a local council? Have you learnt anything about that?
I think it takes someone at the top, a general manager or someone else, to be fostering a kind of environment where corruption can thrive. And, you know, as long as that's encouraged, then obviously, and certainly discouraged that to do things the right way, then you're going to get, you know, a number of people who are willing to go along with that and then who probably dig themselves into a bit of a hole and have to keep, you know, are forced to continue the corrupt behaviour to continue working. And so I think that's how it happens, and it's just a snowball effect and people get caught up in it. So it's a bit of a disaster.
When you've been touring the play around, have you had feedback from audiences saying, oh, I could see this happening in our council, or this has happened in our council?
Yeah, it's interesting because we open the show with a bit of a joke. We sort of say this is a story that could only ever happen in Wollongong, and then we rattle off about another 10 to 12 towns which have also had councils sacked due to corruption. So it seems to be quite widespread, and often we're able to include a local council in that list because people come up to us and tell us that this has been going on or this happened a couple of years ago. And yes, there's always no lack of stories about either a belief that councils might be corrupt or have engaged in corrupt behaviour or are open to it. So it's certainly a story which is universal to all of us living within local council regions.
And you've got a young local actor playing a cameo, mm-hmm. and you do that at each performance.
We've got a section in the show, a little surprise, and so we chose to do that. It was part of our original concept in Wollongong, and we had a number of local actors come and do that role down there. And when we took it on the road, we thought it'd be fun if we could do it in every place we went to. So we have.
Well, I was suspicious that there was a relationship, yes.
I've been involved with acting at the Hot House Theatre in terms of drama school and their studio ensemble for the past 4 years or so. My director for the studio ensemble, Travis, he came up to me about a week and a half ago and just asked me if I'd like to help out with the show, and I said, yeah, sure, why not? I think for me, it's not necessarily the role that I'm really excited to do. It's simply just being around the cast and crew that are just, it's just an awesome environment to be around.